You're listening to a special edition of Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer.
Hello, this is Adam.
Hi, Adam. This is Ben Kiefer at Iowa Public Radio.
Hi, Ben.
Adam Sullivan, conservative columnist for the Gazette, columnist who comments on conservative politics for the Gazette, the David Brooks of the Gazette. How about that one?
Okay, sure.
What do you prefer?
A columnist at the Gazette is fine, or you can say conservative or libertarian.
Okay, conservative or libertarian. Good. You cover this stuff all the time. Rick Brewer, producer Rick Brewer, and I are about to drive to cover our first Donald Trump rally in Des Moines. We were hoping you could give us an idea of what to expect. We're going to be looking at asking a lot of Trump supporters a number of questions, so much to ask about, but we want to really just find out what makes Donald Trump supporters tick. What's your answer to that?
I think it's a lot of things. I think there is a sense that he speaks for people who haven't had a voice, obviously, that we hear about. But I think one strong thing is that there's a lot of negative partisanship. So a lot of these people will admit to you that they don't really like a lot of what Trump says or even some of the policies he implements, but they're so put off by Democrats that they don't see that they have another choice.
We technically do have, I mean, Donald Trump doesn't have the nomination. He would be expected to do that, barring something unforeseen. He will be the nominee come 2020. But there are two others in the race, Bill Weld and Joe Walsh. You've indicated in your writing, you've talked with both of them, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Joe Walsh has been here campaigning quite a bit. He lives just across the river in Illinois. Bill Weld has been here just a couple times. I think he's more banking on getting some kind of a bump in some of the later states.
Let's talk about Trump rallies. What do Trump rallies mean to Trump supporters? What is going on? They are, to me, in my lifetime, decades of watching, reporting on politics. They are unlike anything we've ever seen, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you see that Trump supporters really think of supporting Trump and his politics as part of their identities. So you see that they wear these clothes and things like that. It is more intense than maybe other rallies we see, but I think there's an element of that in all political rallies. If you look at Obama's big rallies or Bernie Sanders' big rallies, you don't show up to these things and wave a flag unless you're really excited about the politician. So there's a little bit of that throughout history, but certainly Trump has put it on a new level and brought out people who haven't usually participated in that kind of thing.
Why doesn't Trump have any real challengers for the nomination?
I think it is just seen as a very long haul. I think the way in which the Republican Party infrastructure has fallen in line with Trump is really surprising and really intense. So these are not, you know, his grassroots supporters. These are mainstream Republicans who have pretty much just said, okay, I'm going to go along with the Trump thing. And so you don't really see an opportunity to raise funds or really to reach people through the party infrastructure. So it's really difficult.
Today, Donald Trump utterly dominates the Republican Party. What was it in 2015 when he talked about running and eventually did? He was laughed at. Now he dominates the party. What does this say about the Republican Party?
I don't know. I think it says that people have pretty malleable political beliefs, that increasingly I think political affiliation is, like I said earlier, part of somebody's identity, not necessarily linked to a specific set of policy goals that they believe in. I think that's easiest to discern with Trump, but I think you see that across the political spectrum as well.
As I mentioned, you've written a lot about conservative politics in Iowa, libertarian politics in Iowa. Are there any unanswered questions for you when it comes to understanding Trump supporters and the politics of the Republican Party today?
I think the question is just how deep it goes. Certainly we would expect Trump to do very well at the caucuses because those are the core party people who are vying to go to convention and things like that. But what's really going to be telling is at the margins, these moderate Republicans who have voted for Republicans for president, maybe they supported Trump the first time, but even if you see in a state like Iowa, if you see a few percentage points consisting of those people peel off, that might be able to make a difference.
Would we ever see or any number of Republicans for a day register as Democrats to take part in the caucuses? Do you think that's going to happen in any great number?
Certainly, you might see that, and I would have expected to see campaigns pitching that more. But I'm a registered Republican. I would probably be in their databases of possibly persuadable voters, and I don't get any contacts from Democratic campaigns. So, as far as I know, that's not happening in an organized manner.
Adam, we're about to take off for this rally. Give us an idea of what we can expect when we get there.
You know, a Trump rally is kind of like a circus or a sporting event or a concert. So there'll be people waving flags and chants, and hopefully you all stay safe. As you know, there's been some tension with members of the media at rallies before, so I wish you two the best of luck.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Adam Sullivan of the Gazette.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Guys, you got hats here, hats. Get your hats, get your shirts. Who needs a hat? Shirts, hats here, guys. Hand warmers, hats.
Okay, so we're right in front of the Knapp Center here at Drake University, and lines snaking back and forth. Supporters of Donald Trump with all their paraphernalia, of course, the MAGA hats, all kinds of T-shirts, sweatshirts with Trump 2020 on them, all kinds of slogans, snaking their way toward the entrance here to get in. And remember, this is only 2:30 in the afternoon. The event doesn't start until 7 this evening, and some of these people have been waiting hours and hours to make sure that they get a place to see President Trump when he speaks this evening here in Des Moines.
John Dunwall from Newton, Iowa.
From Newton. Have you been to a Trump rally before?
Last election cycle, yes.
You were? So this is how many rallies for you?
This is probably my third.
What do you turn up for? Is it more to show support or the spectacle or both?
Well, this time it's about showing support.
Uh-huh. And why is that important to you right now?
Well, there's so much stuff going on out there. It's very important people to know that there are a lot of things that President Trump has done for our country that just are making a difference for everyday life, and that's important. And so I want people to think about the reduction in taxes, the growth in your economy, the adding of jobs. One of the big things for me is reducing regulation. Those are things that people need to be aware of, not all the other noise that's going on. So I want
to support. The noise has a name, impeachment. What do you make of the impeachment?
Well, regrettably, it's hard to trust anyone in that discussion because there's been such partisanship on both sides. And so, regrettably, I think it's kind of a farce, and I think they've been after him since day one. And that's hard for me to actually know what truth is because there's been such, from day one, an animosity toward him and a declaration they're going to impeach him no matter what.
Hey, drain the swamp coupons.
We're from Iowa Public Radio. What are you handing out? Go ahead and say, what are they?
Drain the swamp coupon. You know what a coupon is, right?
Absolutely.
That's a coupon to drain the swamp.
So
something
how do
I invented.
You invented this?
Yes.
How do I use it?
You open it up, you do what it says.
Okay, I'm going to open this up.
Free, drain the swamp coupons.
So it says, it's a little scroll.
Yes.
What is your name, sir?
James.
James, it says he invented the drain the swamp coupon. Opening it up.
Free, drain the swamp coupon. See, it makes everybody smile.
Would you read the coupon to us?
Sure. Send a shift load of Box of Rocks starter kit, one hand scoop or two, to the swamp in Washington today, even on your phone. Promo code TRUMP2020 for 20% off with free shipping. You can really do it at tweetrock.com. Triple dog dare ya, so do it.
Okay, so this is a commercial venture for you. Okay.
I'm doing it for fun, mostly.
Okay. What will you do with the people who go to that website?
Well, they place an order, and we ship a box of rocks to Washington.
A box of rocks?
Yes.
Where do you get these rocks from?
They're dug out of the ground in Michigan.
And what is the message for the rocks to Washington? What is it, the message?
Whatever you want. You can add your own personal message to the box of rocks.
Okay, very good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
James.
Hey.
Because of one man's disobedience, death into the world. But because of one man's obedience, salvation is into the world. That man is Jesus Christ.
I'm Elizabeth Nichols. I'm from Seymour, Iowa.
Elizabeth Nichols from Seymour. Where is that?
2 hours south.
So is this your first Trump rally?
It is.
It is. Okay, so what are you most looking forward to?
I can't wait to see Mr. Trump.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah. He needs our support.
Yeah? At this time especially, you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He needs to know we love him, and more people need to respect what he's doing for us as a people.
What do you value most about what he's doing?
What I value most is he's following through with absolutely everything he intended to do, and if he hasn't been able to accomplish it, it's because people have been doing it. The Democrats have been stopping him from moving forward and our country from moving forward.
He's been in office a little more than 3 years. Have you personally benefited, noticed a change since he's been in office? Your lives, are they better now?
Absolutely. I've a little bit more in my paycheck from our tax cut, but also our business has improved. I work in a factory, and every year we have more and more business, and I think it's because there's more and more businesses here.
You say now is especially a critical time to support President Trump. What do you make of the charges? Have you been following the impeachment debate and the trial? How do you come down on that?
I don't feel that the Democrats really have all of the evidence that they say they have. They want to have it, but they don't have it. And I assumed we were still in the country that you're innocent until proven guilty, but our House is not showing me that.
So if a president who maybe you agree with this president's politics, so maybe in the future when there's a Democratic president who does the same thing, like what President Trump did with Ukraine, you'd be okay with that, withholding military aid in exchange for a political favor?
Well, I don't believe that he actually held it for that favor. I think the timing was probably poor, but as far as I've been able to tell, it was just a situational thing. It was held, but not for that. I find it interesting, though, that the man who had questions about ill dealings is being held responsible for something that somebody actually did. The Democrats don't have a problem with Biden and his family and what they had actually done, but they have a problem about somebody asking a question about it. That's a problem for me.
After a short break, we'll return to Des Moines, to the campus of Drake University, and the Donald Trump rally held yesterday, Thursday. When we come back, we'll hear from more Trump supporters lined up outside. Then we'll take you inside the Knapp Center to capture the music, the excitement leading up to the arrival, first of Vice President Mike Pence, followed by President Trump, who called Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds up to share the stage with him briefly. I'm Ben Kiefer. It's a special edition of Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. And we're back with more of this edition of Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Ben Kiefer. Yesterday, Thursday, producer Rick Brewer and I covered the Donald Trump rally on the Drake University campus in Des Moines. In just a moment, we take you inside the Knapp Center for the arrival of President Trump. But first, more of my conversations with Trump supporters from all over the Midwest who lined up outside in the cold, waiting to get in. Our question is, what makes Trump supporters tick? And you are both Trump supporters. I'm going to identify that.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
He's such a patriot.
Okay.
He's all about making America better.
So what does that mean, better? In what ways?
Well, he's helping bring back jobs, and he's worried about prescriptions. He's worried about everything. He's wanting to make America better. He's worried about our servicemen and our veterans and helping our veterans that are sick with the Veterans Administration. Mm-hmm. He's helping those. He's helping our farmers in Iowa. I'm not a farmer, but all my friends are. He's helping all of them.
What is your name? Where are you from?
I'm from Avoca, Iowa, and this is Lori. I'm from Rhonda from Avoca, Iowa, and this is Lori from Shelby.
Lori, why are you here? You've got a big grin on your face.
I don't know. He's just different.
Yeah?
Have the swamp.
The swamp.
Drain the swamp.
What does that mean? Obviously not a real...
Yeah, you can tell. So he's exposing them all. So it's so corrupt. And so I just think it's great that he's slowly but surely draining the swamp.
Uh-huh. Can you tell me do you remember a day or a week when you first became a Donald Trump supporter?
When he walked down the golden escalator.
When he declared his candidacy.
Yes,
on that too.
Yes.
What about that moment? What did he say? What did he do?
Well, he was confident. He's a businessman. I don't know. He just reeks confidence. And yeah. He acts like he's not going to stand down and take crap from everybody. Oh, he's just got an aura about him. What do you think, Lori?
I just think they were out to get him from the beginning, and he just keeps going. Okay. Tomorrow there's going to be something else that comes out that he did, some bombshell. And then here we go again. And then it proves that, oh, not so true. So it just continues. They've been after him from day one, and I think people are sick and tired of listening to it. So every day.
We're talking in
they
the.
They don't want him to do good. Let him do his thing. You get a vote here again. If you don't like him, don't vote for him. That's it. If you do, do.
You're both Iowans?
Yes.
Okay, so are you going to be participating in the caucuses?
Yes, Monday.
You are?
Oh, yes.
So who's running against President Trump?
There's nobody.
What? Nobody?
Nobody in my... Nobody as far as I care about.
So
who is? Tell us.
Bill Weld and Joe Walsh. Do those names ring a bell to you?
No.
Joe honestly. Walsh, former congressman from Illinois. Bill Weld from out east. Neither of those names mean anything
not
to you.
Not to me.
No?
No.
All right.
I hate to say that. I'm not informed that, as far as that goes, I guess, because I didn't know that.
My name's Larry White.
Where are you from, Larry?
Pella.
Pella?
Yeah.
Larry, what's going to happen from here on out? How do you see the impeachment trial?
I think he's going to be acquitted.
Yeah.
I don't see any evidence there. And, you know, I don't even know if they'll make it to the witnesses. That's my opinion.
Will the whole impeachment process make him... Is he stronger or weaker after this?
I think he's stronger.
Why?
Because I don't think anybody else could even endure what he goes through. I think he's a very strong man. You know, how many people would take all the crap from the media and all the fake? I mean, no other president's done it to this day. Not one. Nobody's been put through this. Only him.
Are you okay with, and it's fairly established that he apparently... withheld military aid for political favors. Do you believe that, first of all?
I don't particularly believe it. No. Uh-huh. So apparently you do, maybe.
No, I'm just.
And do you have any facts that would prove that? That's what they're trying to investigate, but nobody has any proven facts.
Let's suppose that's true. Are you okay with the president doing that if it's proven that he did that? Let's say it's a president in the future that you don't support politically in terms of their politics. This president or any future president, should a president be doing that? Trading military aid approved by Congress for personal political favors?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I don't think anybody should do that.
Okay.
But it hasn't been proven that he did. So let's leave it at that.
Okay, we've entered the Knapp Center. We've come through the special entrance, the media entrance, checked in as press people, and also just gone through security, police here, Secret Service here, doing a thorough check of all of our equipment. Let's go into the Knapp Center and soak up some of the atmosphere so far. We're still more than a couple hours away from the beginning of this event, but let's check out the center. I've been to rock concerts with less going on than this place, and I've been to a few rock concerts.
How about you?
It's been busy. I've been working here all day, and we've had people coming through continually, so it's really been fun. And a lot of people talk to people from Missouri, one guy from Texas, Nebraska, South Dakota, Minnesota.
You're a volunteer working with the Trump rally, I see by your badge
yes.
here. Well, this place will sell out. There'll be people who won't be able to get in, I bet.
I think so. That line looks pretty long out there. And they opened the doors at about 1:45. So we've been bringing people in for, what time is it now?
Yeah.
It's 3:40. So
right.
We've been bringing people in for about 2 hours.
We've got more than 3 hours before the event.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this your first Trump rally as a volunteer?
It's my first Trump rally.
Period.
Period. So.
So what draws you here?
I'm from Okoboji, Northwest Iowa, and it was one that, you know, I missed a couple just because I didn't think I could take off work. I'm self-employed, I own my own business, and I finally said, you know what, it's time to take off work. So.
Are you here alone or with others?
I brought a friend of mine.
Here. So what excites you most about being part of it now, experiencing it?
You know, it's just the energy. Everybody is so nice. And one of my missions today is to make sure people go out and caucus. On Monday, I've been talking to people and making sure that they get out because we need, you know, even though it's just Trump is really, there are two other people on the ballot.
If you can tell me the name of Trump's challengers in the caucuses, you will be the first one to do so.
One of them is Joe Walsh,
okay.
But I don't know. I can't remember the name of the other guy.
Not going to take a stab at it?
I am not. I saw it on paper the other day.
Okay, I'm going to give you the first name. You got to go with the second name. Bill is the second guy. So Joe Walsh and Bill, fill in the blank.
That sounds good. Fill in the blank.
Bill Weld.
Weld?
Weld. Like you weld some metal.
Okay.
Weld. Yes.
That's probably why I couldn't remember it. The last names are very similar. Walsh
right.
and Weld.
Nobody here, and I know this is a Trump rally, nobody here even knows their names or knows that he has any challengers for this nomination. Why is that?
You know, generally when it is the second term election, you don't know who else is on the ballot. You generally don't. You hear the president and that's it. I mean, even when Obama was running, you didn't know that there were a couple other people on the ballot. I don't know who they were.
Barb from the Okoboji area, when did you first become a Trump supporter? Do you have a day in mind or an experience that really cemented it for you?
I liked everything he said when he first came down the escalator or elevator or whatever it was, but he wasn't my first candidate at that point in time, mainly because I had already cemented myself with about three. I mean, we had a lot. So I had three that I was kind of looking at. And as time went on, I bonded a little bit more with his message. Now, and I was a...
What part of his message is attracted you?
The just putting America first. Trade
in
policy,
the world.
The economy. Making, our economy, putting our people first, thinking about jobs, trying to get things done. And I mean, it's been amazing the amount of stuff he's gotten done in 3 years. And I was an Apprentice watcher back in the day. I watched Tana Getz on The Apprentice. And so, I kind of knew his business philosophy and things there. And a little bit of that made me a little bit more cautious at first, but I came to be happy with my support, you know.
And yet in 2018, the Democrats took back the House. That hasn't worked out so well for the president.
It hasn't worked out so well for the Democrats either.
Uh-huh.
But I think what it was is the Republicans decided that they didn't really, they weren't enthusiastic to go out and vote in those midterms. And that was it. It was turnout more than anything. And they didn't understand the importance of this. And that's why I'm talking about caucus. Because, we need to show that enthusiasm.
On the Republican side of the caucus, how many people do you think you will show up? You're trying to encourage people to get out there.
Now, I can't talk for the whole state. So I'm from Dickinson County, and at the presidential caucus 4 years ago, we had 1,300 people show up. That was a...
But there were like 16 or 17 Republicans.
Yes, and that was a record for us. I mean, we had people coming out of our ears. I mean, they were everywhere. So I would... my goal is to see 500. But I think we will probably end up with kind of a normal second term caucus for us, which is about 200. But my goal, and I've been pushing hard, is 500 people.
Before Vice President Pence and President Trump make their entrances, we hear from several other Republicans, including the chair of the Republican Party of Iowa, Jeff Kaufman, and President Trump's campaign manager, Brad Parscale.
Showing up at this rally today is one thing, but we need you to work. We need you to go out there and knock on doors. We need these things to get done in this particular state and across this particular country. So I'm asking you right now, let's send this right up to Air Force One. Who is with me in reelecting Donald J. Trump? Who's with me? Who's with me?
As many of you probably do know, we have our own caucus, Republican caucus, on Monday, right? And we need all of you to show up on location Monday, 7 p.m., right? You arrive early. Now, you got to remember now, even if a lot of our rallies, 20% or so people are not even Republicans, and if you're a Democrat or independent on Monday, you can still show up. They'll change you right there and get you to vote for President Trump.
The Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence.
Well, hello, Iowa. The Governor Reynolds, Lieutenant Governor Gregg, House Speaker Grassley, elected leaders from all over this great state, my fellow Americans, it is great to be back in the Hawkeye State.
And now the moment many of these Trump supporters have been waiting hours to experience. Now, remember, some of these people even spent a chilly night camping out in line in Iowa in January in order to get a good place in line. This is the moment they were looking forward to. And when the president enters the arena to rapturous applause, thousands in the stands spring to their feet. And hundreds of cell phones are lifted high to capture an image of the one man they've been waiting for.
I worked so hard for this state. I worked so hard. You just got two of the greatest trade deals, and add Japan to it, by the way. Let's make it three, $40 billion from Japan. USMCA all done, China all done. For the farmers, it's done, that I can tell you. You're gonna have to get bigger tractors and a hell of a lot more land, because you've got to produce a lot of product. I don't know if you can, but hello, Des Moines. It's great to be with you. I'm thrilled to be back in American heartland with thousands of loyal, hardworking American patriots. Governor Kim Reynolds. Come up, Kim. Come up here. To uphold the rule of law, we have confirmed 191 federal judges, a record, who will interpret the Constitution as law. And two great Supreme Court justices, by the way. And as part of, right? Two great ones. As part of my commitment to rebuild our military, we secured an $8.5 million facility to support our Iowa Guardsmen at Camp Dodge, right here in Des Moines, Iowa, right here, Camp Dodge. Camp Dodge, everybody. We take care of Camp Dodge. I recognized Israel's true capital and opened the American Embassy in Jerusalem. We recognized Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Proud citizens like you helped to build this country, and together we are taking back our country. We are returning power to you, the American people, where it has always belonged. It's coming back to you. You see that? With your help, your devotion, and your drive, we are going to keep on working, and we are going to keep on fighting, and we are going to keep on winning, winning, winning. We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. America is thriving like never before, and ladies and gentlemen, and especially the great ladies and gentlemen of Iowa, the best is yet to come. True, true. And we will make America great again. Thank you, Iowa. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. President Trump finishing up remarks to a capacity crowd of about 7,000 supporters at the Knapp Center on Drake's campus in Des Moines yesterday evening. Our outing to the Trump rally was produced by Rick Brewer. I'm Ben Kiefer. More of Talk of Iowa with host Charity Nebbe after a short break. She talks with Drake political science professor Dennis Goldford about changes to this year's caucus rules. That in just a moment. This is Iowa Public Radio.